Okay, Rabbi is saying the Shabbosim after Pesach, the minhag in Klal Yisrael is to learn Perkei Avos on Shabbos afternoon. So we're going to follow that minhag on Fridays to learn a little bit Perkei Avos in the second session, like we've done in the past. And I want to begin with something that I found most interesting. And that is, when we talk about the Perkei Avos, we know it's a Masechta and Shas like all the other Masechtas. It's a Masechta. And if you look in the Seder that Perkei Avos is arranged in, we know that Perkei Avos can be found in Seder Nezikin. Now, Nezikin talks about the laws of damages, Baba Kama, Baba Metzia, Baba Basra, torts, all the civil laws, all the criminal laws, and so forth. And it's, at first glance, it seems a bit strange why Perkei Avos should be put in Seder Nezikin. After all, it's not really discussing the laws of damages at all. It's talking about moral and ethical modes of behavior. It has really nothing to do with Nezikin. And first we come to the comments of Rav Ruvain Margolis. Very interesting. Rav Ruvain Margolis, he has a number of amazing sfarim. He has a sefer called Yesod HaMishnah V'Arichasa, which talks about the compilation of the Mishnah. And that sefer I happen to have. And he also has a sefer of Chidushim on Shas called Nitzutzei Ar. Now the Nitzutzei Ar I did not have yesterday, at least in the morning. So I was thinking, where did I see the sefer Nitzutzei Ar? Where can I get my hands on the sefer Nitzutzei Ar? So I couldn't find it in the Chafetz Chaim library, or in the Landers Library, or in Gift World, or in Safra. And then I told him in Safra, could you get me Nitzutzei Ar? And they said, yeah, we'll order it for you. I said, when is it going to be here? Figuring it'll be there in a couple days. They said, 2 o'clock. I said, great, I'll leave a space in my Marmakaimos, and I'll come back, I'll buy the Sefer. So Baruch Hashem, I was able to get same day service. So the Rav Ruvain Margolis writes, amazing thing. He writes, based on the Gemara, in a number of places, for instance, in Masechta Brachos, Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, it says like this, that many of the students in the times of the Mishnah, they learned Seder Nezikin. For example, the Gemara tells us, Bekulei Shenuyei D'Rav Yehuda, they learned Seder Nezikin. And also it says in Baba Basra, Kuf Ayin Hei Amud Beis, it says, Kol Haroitzeh Lahachkim Yasek B'dinei Mamonos. If you want to become smart, you want to train your brain to think sharply and analytically, learn the laws of Mamonos, learn Seder Nezikin. So, it was a historical fact that many Talmidim only learned Seder Nezikin. And therefore, to give the Talmidim a balanced educational approach, to sort of make a complete body of information for the students, the Chachamim put Perkei Avos in Nezikin, to ensure that at least when a kid walks out of the yeshiva after learning Baba Kama, Baba Metzia, Baba Basra, he would also get some Musar along with it by learning Perkei Avos. So according to Rav Ruvain Margolis, Perkei Avos was intentionally placed in Seder Nezikin so that the Talmud, eventually after he leaves his years in the yeshiva, at least he'll get a balanced diet in terms of his body of Jewish information. And Rav Ruvain Margolis confirms this approach with the fact that Idyos, Masechta Idyos, is also in Seder Nezikin. Rabbi said, what's Sefer Idyos? Sefer Masechta Idyos is a number of topics of halacha that have nothing to do with the laws of damages. In fact, there's something unique about Masechta Idyos that no other Masechta has, and that is, there's no machlokes in Masechta Idyos. The Shas calls Idyos Bechirasa, the choicest Masechta, because the tradition of the halachas and Idyos were so pristine and so crystal clear that there was no machlokes about it. And the Chachmei HaTalmud and Rabbi Yehuda Nasi felt that it was important to put Idyos in Nezikin. Why? Again, because the Talmidim often would only learn Seder Nezikin. And at least by the time they would come out of yeshiva, they would have, you know, a more balanced body of knowledge, and therefore they intentionally injected Perkei Avos and Idyos into Seder Nezikin. Let's take a look at number two, and from the Sefer Nitzutzei Ar of Rav Ruvain Margolis. This is in his comments to Masechta Idyos. He writes, Besifri Yisoid HaMishnah V'Arichasa, in my Sefer, entitled Yisoid HaMishnah V'Arichasa, Hezbarti, I explained that Shersida Rabbeinu HaKadosh Mesechta Idyois V'Avois B'Seder Nezikin, the reason why Rebbe put Perkei Avos and Idyois in Nezikin, even though it has absolutely no connection whatsoever to Nezikin, it's very plausible. This is in order for every student to learn it. In order to learn what we call the choice halachos, the hishtal shalos ha-Torah. And after learning idyos, which are the choice halachos, it talks about what? What does Perkei Avos begin with? The basis of our Amunah. What's the basis of our Amunah? The tradition, the Mesorah, the chain. Moshe Kibbutz Torah Misinai. Shebapel Yachad im Hestabkos B'midos Tovos. Also getting a good dose of some Mussar. So, you know, the Rebbe was a smart man. He knew the Talmidim were learning Nezikin. He wanted to stick in the chain of the Mesorah. He wanted to stick in the Midos Tovos. And he wanted to stick in the Halachos of Mesechta Idyos, which are what we call Bechirasa. Right, like Lasher.
Why wouldn't we start with that? Wouldn't that be rather to end off after we learned all of my focus and?
Because he's very smart. If he's going to start with Perkei Avos, no one's going to open up the whole Seder, right? So he wants to slip it in. He wants to slip it in. After you get some good lumdus under your belt, you say, okay, I might as well finish, right? Like if you look in the Gemara Brachos, or if you look in the Gemara Baba Basra, where it says Kalaraitza Lahachim Yasek Bedine Mamanois. Okay. So far what we're learning is that Perkei Avos, where is its location? Seder Nezikin. How about in terms of where in Seder Nezikin it's located? If you know, if you look in Nezikin, it's located after Sanhedrin and Makos, right? Why after Sanhedrin and Makos?
Isn't that the end?
No, after Sanhedrin and Makos, right? Why? So, and right before, sandwiched in between Sanhedrin and Makos, and followed by Horios. So the Rambam, in his Perush HaMishnayos, tells us, a little different than Rav Reuven Margolis, and the Rambam tells us, that it's not that Perkei Avos was shtupt into Nezikin. Perkei Avos was specifically placed between, right after Sanhedrin and Makos. Why? Number one, because you're going to look at your Dayan. You're going to look at your leader, at your rabbi, at your Rav. And you're going to say, this guy's a joke. How does he compare to Hillel? To Shammai, how does he compare to Moshe? How does he compare to Shmuel? So Perkei Avos begins, Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai, so that when you look at your rabbi, don't look at him as his own individual personality. Because if you look at him as an individual by himself, he may actually indeed be unworthy of your admiration and respect. But you need to look at him in terms of what he represents, and what he represents is the next link in the chain of the Messiah. So as unworthy as he may be compared to previous generations, nevertheless he's playing a pivotal role. And the role is Moshe Kibbutz Torah Misinai, Umasar LeYeshua, Yeshua LeZakenim, and so forth. That is the first explanation of the Rambam. The second explanation of the Rambam, if you take a look on your sheets, it's number 6, the 6th line in number 3. The second reason why Avos appears over here, Shehu Roitza Lizgar B'Masechtazu Musar Kol Chacham Min HaChachamim, wants to mention the ethical teachings of all the various sages, Kedei Shenilman Mehem Hamidos HaToivos, in order to be able to learn good character, says the Rambam, who needs to learn good character? More than the layman, the leader, the Dayan, the Talmud Chacham needs to learn good character. Why? Says the Rambam, if an Am Haaretz is going to display bad character and is going to act improperly, he's not going to act with proper manners and etiquette. Yes, it's improper, but who's he going to harm? He may harm his friend, he may harm his neighbor, he may harm his immediate family, but the damage will be limited, right? Sha'amei Haaretz kishalo yiyu balei musar ein ahezik l'chol ha'hamoin. The damage is not to the public. Ela lebal of bilvad. Avol hashoyfeit. But if you have a rabbi, kishaloyi abal musar, if he's not going to act with good character, utzanua, if he's not going to be modest and ethical, yazik atzmoi v'yazik levnei adam, he's a public hazard. He's a public hazard. He's a hazard to the tzibur. So therefore, after speaking about Sanhedrin and Makos, which are the laws for the Dayanim, the Mishnah and Rabbi Yudah Anasi specifically is giving ethical admonition to who? To the Dayan. Because otherwise he's a public bar, he's a barber Shusarabim. The same way you can't dig a pit in the Shusarabim, if you're going to be a Talmud Chacham without good character, there is no greater barber Shusarabim than that. That's why Pirkei Avos follows immediately after Masechta Sanhedrin and Makos. And by the way, if you look in the Rambam, in number 4, in his introduction to Masechta Hayrios, Hayrios follows Avos. Why? Because, very, very important, after it tells you all the ethical behavior that the Dayan has to have, right? Tells you the Dayan has to be patient, have a Masuna Medin, have a Makabas, call them to save a Panami Avos. Now the Dayan may think, oh, I know all the Halachos, right? I learned Sanhedrin. I know all the Musar, I'm a nice guy. So now I'm perfect. Now, you know, I have the whole package. I know halacha, and I'm a good guy too. So why do we follow Masechta Harios? What is Masechta Harios about? Mistakes. In other words, no. You're going to still make mistakes. You can know all the halachas of Sanhedrin. You can know all the ethical behavior. You're still not perfect. You still need to learn Harios, what to do in case you make an error. Says the Rambam, Kasher Hishlam, Musar Hadayonim. Once we began giving, once we finished completing the Musar that we need to give to the judges and the Dayanim, so Heichel Avarsh Giyusam, we begin to speak about what to do if they made a mistake. Ki kol mi sheyesh v'teva basav adam, anyone who is born of a woman, anyone who is flesh and blood, yefshir shlo yitza v'yachta, it's impossible they won't make a mistake. So as Reuben Margolis says, Avos is where? In the Zikin. Why? We want the Talmidim to learn it. The Rambam understands even more. It's not just in Ezekiel, it's perfectly positioned between Sanhedrin and Makos, the laws of Dayanim, because this Musar, as important as it is for everyone, it's exceptionally important for who? For the Dayanim. Okay? So that, Rabbosai, is the first topic we're going to look into this morning on Pirkei Avos. That's the introduction to Pirkei Avos. Now, let's begin Mishnah Aleph. And of course, we're all familiar that Mishnah Aleph begins, what? Moshe kibel Torah mi Sinai. Moshe received the Torah from Har Sinai. Umasar li Yoshua. He gave it over to Yoshua. V'Yoshua lezakenim. Uzakenim lenevim. Unevim masaru la'anche knesses agdola. Okay, Pirkei Avos begins with the chain of Masaira, with the tradition, with the shalshelas ha-Masaira. Okay, very interesting. And if you ask me, that has absolutely nothing at all to do with Pirkei Avos. The Masaira? I mean, Kol HaTorah Kula was Moshe Kibel Torah MiSinai. We could just as easily have begun Baba Kama, Moshe Kibel Torah MiSinai. What, Baba Kama is not MiSinai? I mean, any Masechta you could begin, Moshe Kibel Torah MiSinai. After all the laws of Nezikin, of Nashim, of Azram, of Mayav, there Moshe received them from Har Sinai. Why specifically Pirkei Avos would Rabbi Yehuda Anasi begin Moshe Kibel Torah MiSinai? If anything, I would think that Pirkei Avos is less to do with Moshe Kibel Torah MiSinai than any of the other Masechtas. After all, who could make up a halacha that, who would know on their own, that if a shar goers one time, you pay half damages, and if it goers three times, you pay full damages? I mean, that's clearly MiSinai. Who would know anything about the laws of Saita? But I would know on my own that if I meet you on the street, I should smile to you, right? I need a Masaira for that. I need a Masaira to tell me, Imlo Yachshav Emas, I know on my own. If I don't take out the garbage now, it's just going to build up and, you know, my whole house is going to be full of it. I need a tradition for Pirkei Avos. And yet, even though Pirkei Avos is the last Masechta that you would think it's important to know, Moshe Kibel Torah MiSinai, it's the only Masechta that begins that way. And there's a very famous comment of the Bar Tanura. And the Bar Tanura says like this. Look at number 2. Oymer Ani. Oymer Ani, says the Bar Tanura, I say, L'fisha Masechta zu einam yusedes al pirush mitzvah mei mitzvah satayra. This Masechta is not founded to explain one of the particular mitzvahs in the Torah, kishar Masechta shav Mishnah, like the other Masechtas in the Mishnah. Ela kula musarim umidais. It's a book of ethics. It's a book of moral behavior. V'chach me'umais ha'olam gam kein chibru svarim. All the sages of the various nations in the world also compiled books of how to act, right? The seven habits of highly successful people, of highly successful teenagers, right? How to win friends and influence people, right? Everybody, every nation in the world wrote books of behavior, right? George Washington, Benjamin Franklin, right? Every single nation, Confucius, every nation has sages that wrote books of behavior. Where do they get this behavior from? Kamosha badu milibam. They made it up. Bedarche amusur, ketzad yisnaiga adam chavero. They made up laws of behavior. Lefikach hischel hatana b'mesechta zu. The reason why the Tana begins this Masechta, Moshe Kibbol Tar Sinai, is don't say Hillel woke up in the morning and he said, it may not mealy mealy. You know, it's a catchy maxim. And you know, Hillel knew that Avram Fried would have a couple of good songs for it. So he woke up in the morning, he said, it may not mealy mealy. And someone else woke up in the morning and he said, Lefum Tzara Agra. And another guy woke up in the morning and he said, Havam Kavos called him Masechta Panim Yafes. No! Nobody woke up in the morning and thought anything. These are traditions that they had that date back to Har Sinai. It comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam itself. None of the midos mentioned in Pirkei Avos were good forms of behavior that they learned from experience or they learned from traveling through life. No, none of it. The same way, Shor Shonagach Es Hashor is Chatzi Nevek, that's Misinai. Have a Mekabos Kol Adam Besever Panim Yafos is Misinai. None of the Tanaim made up. Nobody made anything up over here. This is Misinai, Af Elu Nemru Besinai. Now let's just clarify. What does it mean that these Midos are Misinai? Does that mean they had a tradition from one generation to the next generation that there are certain forms of behavior they should have? So if you look in the Vilna Gaon's commentary to Pirkei Avos, every single Mishnah, the Vilna Gaon says, have a Masunim Badin, Shenemar, he quotes a Pasuk. Have a Kavas called him Seraphim Panim Yafais, he quotes a Pasuk. And on every single Mishnah in Perkei Avos, the Vilna Gaon finds the Pasuk in Tanakh where this behavior is derived from. Why? Why is the Gra doing this? To explain that every form of behavior mentioned in Perkei Avos is Misinai. It's all traces back to the Tanakh. It all traces back to the Chumash. That's what we have over here in number 3 from the Aliyos Eliyahu. Bereishis Perushay Alavos. At the beginning of the Gra's commentary on Pirkei Avos, Tzien Hagoin B'Ksav Yad Kodshay, the Vilna Gaon points out for us in his holy writing, Shalachein Nikreis HaMasechta Avos. Why is Pirkei Avos called Avos? You know why? If you look in the beginning of Baba Kama, or in the Gemara on Shabbos, the Gemara says like this: whatever is written in the Chumash is called Avos, right? Let's say about the Malachis. Whatever is in the Chumash is called Avos. Whatever Malachis, whatever Nezikin are in the Chumash are called Avos. The reason why Pirkei Avos is called Avos, you know why? Because you could find the source for every Mishnah in the Chumash itself, in the Nevi'im itself. That's why it's called Avos. And in other words, what we're learning is that everything we learn in Pirkei Avos is not some kind of nice form of behavior.
Avos refers to the Torah?
The Torah itself.
Or the Eibishter?
The Torah, the Chumash.
Who's the Av?
The Chumash itself. The Chumash itself.
Is it called Avos?
Yeah, like the Gemara says in Baba Kama. We have Avos Nezikin and Toldos Nezikin. What are the Avos? Bar is an Av. Why? Because it's Kasav Bakra. The Malachos, the Lamites Malachos are called Avos. Why? They're alluded to in the Psukim. The Toldos are not alluded to in the Psukim. So the Gra feels that Pirkei Avos is called Avos because every single Mishnah finds its source in the Chumash. So what we think, yeah, Pirkei Avos, let's teach it to our children. It's good manners. It's good etiquette. There's no such thing. There's no such thing. If the etiquette is founded in the Torah, it has value. If the etiquette is not found in the Torah, it doesn't have value. And we'll see what we mean by that. I'll give you a very clear example of what we're saying. The Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin tells us a story about Ram Gamliel. Ram Gamliel told his attendant, you know, tomorrow I want to be Mekadesh the Chodesh, gather for me 7 Zakenim, bring them up to the attic, and we're going to be Mekadesh the Levana. So he comes up in the morning, and there are 8 zakenim, there are 8 chachamim in the attic. So Rabbi Gamliel says, who came up here with our rishus? So the Gemara says, Shmuel HaKatan got up and he said, I'm the guy, I came out without rishus, I'm not here to be a member of the court, I'm just coming to watch the proceedings. Fine. Why did Shmuel HaKatan do this? Because he didn't want to embarrass the guy who came uninvited. And then the Gemara says, really it wasn't Shmuel HaKatan, but he was trying to protect from shame the guy who came in uninvited. Like what happened in the times of Rebbe. Rebbe was once giving a shir, and there was a guy in the shir with bad breath. So we would say to the, let the Rebbe, cut the guy some slack. Why are you calling the guy out? No, this guy had such bad breath. He had apparently eaten garlic, and he had such bad breath, Rebbe made an answer, whoever ate garlic, get up and leave now. Right? Imagine that. Imagine, in the middle of a shir, there are 100 people there, and the rabbi gets up at the podium and said, by the way, I can't take it anymore. Could the guy who had the garlic please, stand up and leave? So what happened? Reb Chiya got up and he left. So everyone followed Reb Chiya. So the whole shir walked out. In the morning, Rebbe's son Reb Shimon found Reb Chiya and he said, are you the guy who caused my father distress? He said, no, it wasn't me. But I didn't want to embarrass the guy whose job it was. So I took the slack, I took it on my shoulders, and this way I knew everyone would follow me and nobody would be embarrassed. And the Gemara asks, where did Reb Chiya learn this from, that you should take the blame yourself and you shouldn't embarrass your friend? Says the Gemara, he learned it from Reb Meir. Because one time when Reb Meir was giving shir, listen to this one. A woman walks into the Beis Medrash.
Why do we ask it this way? Why don't we ask on Rebbe Gamliel, how could you embarrass somebody like that? Who is here who's not invited?
It's because that now we've got Reb Gamliel.
Well, he's Reb Gamliel. He was the Nasi, right? How could he say to somebody, who's here who's not...
Yeah, well, we find in many instances, Reb Gamliel...
has bad breath, get out.
Reb Gamliel had a certain approach, and that was Nahag Nasiyascha Barama. He carried a big stick.
Obviously didn't learn Pekai Yavo.
In terms of preserving the halacha, his job was, he had to preserve the authenticity of the halachic process. Listen, so the Gemara asks, where did he get it from? He got it from Reb Meir. Why? Because a woman once came into the Beis Medrash, she said, one of you guys here was mekadesh me with bia. So whoever it was, either seal the deal, either, do the nesuin, or give me a get. So imagine, imagine the embarrassment. The guy was, yeah, it was me. Yeah, I did it. Now, so the Gemara says, you know what happened? Reb Meir wrote a get to this woman, and they all followed suit, and they wrote a get to this woman. Now, the Gemara asks, where did Reb Meir learn it from? Reb Meir learned from Shmuel HaKatan. And where did Shmuel HaKatan learn it from? Shechaniah ben Yechiel. And where did Shechaniah ben Yechiel learn it from? He learned it from Yeshua ben Nun. And the question is, Rabbi Isai, what do you mean where he learned it from? Why do you have to learn from anyone? They're just being a nice guy. Wow, you can't be a nice guy. Isn't that the right thing? Be a good guy, be a nice guy, show good manners, avoid embarrassing someone. No. If you don't have a tradition from the Torah that you should embarrass yourself to spare someone else from embarrassment, you're not allowed to do it. There is no such thing as be a good sport, be a good guy. Either there's a tradition from the Torah or there's no tradition. If Pirkei Avos would not begin Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai, all these forms of behavior, as nice as they sound, as good as they sound, as sweet as they sound, you couldn't do them. So the question is, why not? Why not? Fine. What we're learning is that you need to have a tradition even in terms of manners and etiquette. Why? Why? Why do you have to have a tradition? You're not hurting anyone. You're not harming anyone. So we come to a very amazing thing. Come to an amazing thing. We know in Sefer Devarim, we have a lav of Baal Tosef and Baal Tigra. You can't add on to the Torah, you can't detract from the Torah. The thing is, the Torah says this lav 2 times. The Torah says the lav in Vaschanan, Perak Dalet Pasuk Beis, it says, Lois Soisifu, Adavar Shanochi, Mitzav Eschem, Lois Sigru Mimenu, don't add on, don't take away. And then again, in Parshas Re'eh, you know what else it says? Whatever I commanded you, do. Don't add and don't detract. Okay. So what's the question? Why does the Torah have to repeat the same exact love twice? In Vaschanan and in Re'eh, it's the same love. So if you look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Mamrim, Parag Beis Halacha Tes, it talks about the power of Beis Din. And it says, Beis Din has the authority to make decrees and to prohibit something which is really permitted, and to make usur something which is, right, mutter, and or they could permit something which is usur lefisha. If Beis Din has the need to say, you know what, we don't like the fact that the kosher stores are going, you know, the prices are too expensive, for 1 week, Beis Din could say, you could eat treif meat. So Beis Din has authority anytime to usur something which is permitted, and as a hirasha, to permit something which is prohibited. However, they cannot do it on a permanent basis. From there, how do we know they can't do it on a permanent basis? Because the Torah says, "Lo'soysef alav ve'lo'sigra mimenu." Don't add and don't detract. So Baruch Hashem, today we have a lot of Talmidim from Landers, because they heard I'm going to quote from Rabbi Sachs' Sefer on Perkei Avos. In the Sefer Yemei Tamimim, Rabbi Sachs points out that we learned from the Rambam that what? How did he know? Right? That we learned from the Rambam that the lav in Re'eh of Loisaisif Loisigra is not a repetition of what it says in Vaschanan. It's a new lav. You know who the lav is on? It's a lav on Beis Din. In other words, in Vaschanan it says Loisaisif Loisaisif of Loisigru Lashon Rabim. It's going on every individual Jew. Right? I'm not invent a new mitzvah, right? Let's say I said, you know what, besides talis and tefillin, when you daven shacharis, you should, you know, balance a water bottle on your head. Now, how to do that? It's adding on to the Torah. But besides the individual, the Torah gives a special lav to Beis Din that they can add or detract on a permanent measure. So in other words, the Rambam will learn that Re'eh is not a repetition of Baas Chanan. Baas Chanan is a lav to the individual. Re'eh is a lav to Beis Din. Okay. However, that's what the Rambam learns. What does the Vilna Gaon say? The Vilna Gaon points out that Bechlal, it's not a repetition. The lav in Baas Chanan is like this. Look at number 9. The Vilna Gaon writes, Perush, Lahoisif al gufa de mitzvah. To add on to the main body of the mitzvah. Says the Vilna Gaon like this. The lav in Baas Chanan of don't add and don't take away is don't make a 614th mitzvah. Don't make a mitzvah besides, you know, the 613. Don't balance a water bottle on your head. That's don't add on a new mitzvah. The lav in Re'eh is don't add on to the mitzvahs themselves. In other words, you want to add a fifth parsha to the tefillin. You want to add a new, besides the four minim, and you know what? Also take a cantaloupe. So that's not inventing a new mitzvah. That's adding on to the existing mitzvah. In other words, Baas Chanan... In other words, like this. Baas Chanan is saying, don't invent a new mitzvah. Nothing to do with the 613. And Re'eh is saying, don't take the mitzvahs we have and say, you know, in the mezuzah, besides, you know, those parashios, put in Parak Shira. Or the four species, besides the Dal and Minim, carry with you, you know, an avocado. No. So one lav is don't invent a new mitzvah. One lav is don't tamper with the pre-existing mitzvahs.
Does that pasul the mezuzah take the parsha?
You're over a lav. Does it pasul the mezuzah?
Does it pasul the mezuzah?
No, there's
a mezuzah, it's kosher,
mezuzah, I'm not sure.
You know,
I'm not sure. I don't know.
What about
Sil Chelis?
Sil Chelis is you're adding on.
The Torah says that you should have blue wool. I mean, nowadays?
Yeah.
That's a hot issue.
Well, okay. We have told us of the Lamkas.
Vilna Gaon writes, we won't have Tchelis until Mashiach comes.
Told us of the Lamkas Malachas, that's not an Aaron?
No, it's derived from the Torah itself. It's just not explicitly written.
There's a fine line then between an Aaron and a derivation.
Yeah, you have to.
Which is a derivation, which is an Aaron.
You have to know Shas. You have to know what we learn out. But Rabbi, so here's what I'm coming to. There's a third difference between the Loisoisifon and Vaschanan and the Loisoisifon Re'e. And that is from Rabbi Isaac Shar. Rabbi Isaac Shar, who was the son-in-law of the Altar of Slabodka and later the Rosh Hashiva of Slabodka, he says like this. Look at number 10 in the second paragraph in the Sefer Leket Sichos Moser V'yesh Lahavin. Haloi Lavza Shal Loisoisifu V'loi Sigru Mimenu Nemar Kfar Le'el. We already said the Lav of Loisoisifu in Vaschanan. Ah. So says Rabbi Isaac Shar V'yomarti. In Vaschanan, the Torah is saying, don't add on mitzvahs. Because beforehand, it says, Vaschanan is saying, don't invent mitzvahs. But you know what? Re'e is telling me, don't add manners, etiquette. Don't invent modes of behavior that you think are important. Even if you're not saying it's a mitzvah, if you're acting a certain way because you want to be a nice guy, why? Because I think it's the right thing to do. It's a lav in the Torah of Lo Yisoisif. What do you mean you think? Who are you to think what the right thing is? Listen to this. Aval kan he toisif iser bal toisif al hargeshim v'inyanei avoida. The Torah here is adding, is telling us, don't add feelings. Not only in action, the Torah is warning us, don't look at the way goyim behave and say, well, they think this is a proper, a nice thing to do. I'm also going to act that way. What the Torah is warning us to do is, don't follow your own intellect. Had Pirkei Avos not said, Moshe kibom Torah miSinai, then we would have no right to smile at someone. What? Why am I smiling at the guy? Because I think it's the right thing to do? What do you mean you think it's the right thing to do? Is this something that God has transmitted to the Jewish people, a form of behavior? It is. It is a form of behavior. Exactly. Now, part of Pirkei Avos is that, like Rabbi Yehuda Anasi says, how should a person act? That koshihi tiferes loim b'nei adam, anything which is glorious to other people. Meaning, part of Pirkei Avos says we should act in a way that people, to show respect to people, and to show honor to people, and to show manners, and to show etiquette. But the only reason we're authorized to do so is because that's our tradition. If it wouldn't be our tradition, it would be a violation of loi toisif. It would be an iser d'oraisa. In other words, we're not coming to say that manners are improper. They're very proper. They're required. But they're only required because that's our Messiah. But if a person wants to have good manners and act in a certain way because, let's say, Goyim do it, or because they think it's proper, it's a lav in the Torah, lo yisoisif. So that's how...
free will. If I want to act this way, and I'm not doing anything that's negative...
There's no such thing as free will. Free will means you could choose to do the wrong thing. But
if I choose to... change my mode of behavior, and it doesn't adversely impact someone, but it may be different than what the Torah said. I can't do it?
No.
What do you mean? Let's say a person says, you know what, besides the Torah, I think it's very important, I feel it's very important to
I want to get up early. More than 20%.
Not allowed to. You're not allowed to. Why? Because you want to be a good guy?
Yeah.
Not allowed to. Not allowed to.
That's not Bechir Chavshis?
You have the Bechir Chavshis to either follow the laws of the Torah or to go against the Torah. Okay, so this is a very challenging idea. And the idea is Pirkei Avos begins Moshe Kibbol Torah miSinai. Why? Why? Because if it would not be miSinai, we would not be authorized just to follow good forms of behavior. It would be Loi Taisif. But let's add one more prat, one more specific thing. And that is the comment of the Tiferes Yisrael. And that's really based on a very interesting story. You know, in 1937, Sir Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, Hashem Yimkom Damo, was invited to the seminar in Berlin, the rabbinical seminar in Berlin, to give an address to the students. And Rabbi Chanan had certain issues with what was being taught in the seminar, a certain secular knowledge that Rabbi Chanan was not for. But in any event, he was invited to address the students, and he was introduced by Rabbi Chiel Yaakov Weinberg. So Rabbi Chanan gets up to speak, and Rabbi Chiel Yaakov Weinberg, he jumps up, and he makes the following bracha, bracha ta Hashem lekenem el chaylam, shechalak michvaydai liyareyav, shechalak michachmasai liyareyav, which is a bracha you make on the Gadol Hadar. So Rabbi Yechiel Yaakov Weinberg made that bracha on Rabbi Chanan with Shem U'Malchus. And Rabbi Chanan gets up to speak, and he tells the Talmidim the following. He says, Avram Avinu came to Avimelech, to the Plishtim, right? Think about, where did the Plishtim come from? The Philistines were descendants of the original Greeks, so they're very cultured people, very technologically advanced people. They're people who had culture, arts, very sophisticated. And what happens? Avimelech sees Sarah, he takes Sarah. That night, God comes to Avimelech, he says, what are you doing? She's a married woman. So Avimelech comes to Avram in the morning, he says, why didn't you tell me she was married? What, you thought we would kill you? Why didn't you say something? And what did Avram Avinu say? Vayomer Avraham, look at number 13. Ki amarti, because I said, rak ein yiras elokim ba'makom hazeh. There ain't no fear of God in this place. Baharaguni advarishti, and you would kill me for my wife. Take a look at the Malbim. Malbim says an amazing thing. Haydi aloy. What Abraham is telling Avimelech, Shegam imnira ish ayam. Even if you see a man or a nation, Shehu philosoph gadol, you could have a guy who's a great theologian. Dechak akalay nimusim yisharim, and he has carved out just laws. The Hergal Asatsan, the Midas Tavis, and you see an individual, he acts with great manners and with great dignity and with great courtesy. A piatza sichloi, based on what his own mind has invented. Vuaisa mishpat, and he seems to be very just. Utsadaka, hakal a piatza sichloi, you see a guy, he's ethical, he's moral, he's upright, he deals with justice. You should know, says the Malbim, this man can be a murderer. Have no trust in this guy. Why not? That any time his appetite is aroused to do something wrong, don't think his intellect will have any power. Because in a split second, tivar by ish ta'avasai, as soon as his taiva is alarmed, he will go after ish eschein, a beautiful woman, oihoin re'eu, or his friend's money. Gam sichla yelech shaylal, his intellect will go wild. Lert sayach, belinoif, belasos korah. If you see a man and you ask him, why do you behave with such justice? And you seem to be so ethical and so moral. If the guy says, that's the way I was born. I think this is the right way to behave. You should know this man will be a murderer and adulterer. What do you mean? He's so just. He's so ethical. He's so moral. Says the Malbim, if his morals come from his own mind, they stand no chance against his taiva. There's only one. What?
So
a guy who keeps Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, but he doesn't believe they are given from God, He's Chayav Misa. Says the Malbim, there is only one force in the human being that keeps a person in check, and that is fear of God, Yirah Shamayim. So Avraham Avinu says, and this is what Rabbi Chanan said, what did Avraham mean, Rak Ein Yirah Selekim? But there is not only, right, this double negative. You know what Avraham Avinu meant? He said like this, I came to the Philistines, and I saw so many wonderful things. I saw art. I saw music. I saw culture. I saw sculpture. I saw every technology, a sophisticated people. There's only missing one thing. They don't believe in God. And if they don't believe in God, you're a bunch of murderers. And I cannot tell you who this woman is. And it's an amazing thing. Rabbi Chanan said this in Berlin in 1937. And who could have realized how his address, how prophetic it was. How one moment these butchers would sit in their drawing rooms listening to Mozart and Beethoven, and the next moment they would go out and bury millions of Jews, burning them alive. Why? What happened to all their morals, all their ethics, all of their modes of behavior? What happened to their culture? The answer is, Rak Ein Yiras Elokim Bamakom Hazeh. If a person acts with morality, and a person claims to be ethical, if it's not from a divine source, it is worthless. It's worthless. Why is it worthless? Because it stands no chance against taiva. As intellectual as a person may be, and as ethical as a person may be, but if they see a woman or they want money, all their ethics and morals go down the drain. And therefore, says it's Tiferes Yisrael, Perkei Avos, which is a book of morals and ethics, you know what it has to begin with? Where does it come from? Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai. Because if these modes of behavior are not divinely, do not originate in the divine, it's all worthless. So if you see someone who claims to say, you know what, I'm not religious, but I'm a moral person, I'm an ethical person, you should know it's worthless. And the greatest proof is, Moshe Rabbeinu, he comes down from Har Sinai, and he sees Klal Yisrael is worshipping the golden calf. And what does he do? He's holding in one hand one tablet, Mitzvos Ben Adam LaMakom. Another tablet, Mitzvos Ben Adam LaChaveray. And he sees Klal Yisrael worshipping the eagle. He breaks both tablets. Why would he break both tablets? Just break the first one, Ben Adam LaMakom. The Jewish people are not violating any ethical and moral behavior. They're just violating Ben Adam LaMakom. But he broke the whole thing. Why? Because if you don't have Ben Adam LaMakom, Ben Adam LaChaveray has no value whatsoever. It's a fake, it's a phony, it's a fraud. And that's why Pirkei Avos has to begin, Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai, because without that introduction, the ethical and moral forms of behavior have no value. Avos HaGun Shabbos.